All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here to Right After Dragons, a preview pod coming off a great episode. Curry, how you feeling, man?
I'm good. Going into the weekend, got some exciting things coming up. And of course, Sunday night, looking forward to House of the Dragons.
Awesome, man. Awesome. All right, so let's preview this thing. What's the title of the episode?
Title of this week's episode, we got episode 8. And the title is The Lord of the Tides.
Okay, what do you read into that?
So Lord of the Tides, that's the title of Lord Corlys Velaryon. So you would think that he's going to be a main part of this episode, but the trailer doesn't look so good for our boy Corlys, so we'll get into that briefly. But it seems like we might be looking for a new Lord of the Tides.
Got it. All right, let's get to the trailer, right? Because, I mean, the there's not much digging around to do in the title. It's pretty simple. So let's get to the trailer.
Right. So the trailer, there's a couple key things that we want to look at. One, to touch on Lord Corlys, there's a lot of his brother, Vaemond Velaryon. You know, we've seen him before. He was given the eulogy last week and was kind of, you know, taking subtle shots at the strong boys. So we kind of know how he feels about the lineage of Laenor's children. So whereas Lord Corlys was like, look, it's all about name for me. It seems like he's more about blood.
Yeah.
And so there's a shot of him talking to Rhaenys, and there's also a still of her on the Driftwood throne. So that tells you that, hey, maybe Lord Corlys isn't around. And they're talking about, you know, that they need a new Lord of Driftmark, basically, is one of the something like that is the quote in the trailer. So it's like, is it going to be him? He's the younger brother. Or is it going to be, you know, it's not going to be the son, Laenor, because last week, you know, he dipped out. But so is it going to be Vaemond, or is it going to be the questionably, you know, illegitimate children? Italian. Yeah, the Italian stallions, the strong boys. So that seems like that's going to be a main conflict this episode, which is unfortunate because Lord Corlys, we saw last week, he said to Luke, he said, hey, you're going to be the Lord of Driftmark. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, we talked in the instant reaction, we talked, and I felt like, I referenced like maybe some people who don't know the orientation of Laenor and like are maybe more pissed about the doings of Rhaenyra because of it. And I feel like maybe Uncle here is one of those people who doesn't understand like the dynamic. Maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe we'll get more insight on that. But you can tell he's just not happy with the fact that Rhaenyra is popping out these Italian stallions and feels like it should be noted. It should be mentioned in eulogies, and it should probably, he feels, have an impact on who gets that seat for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be one central conflict for sure, and it'll be interesting to see how Rhaenys responds, because last week she kind of made it clear, you know, her stance with Lord Corlys was, hey, you know, look, they're not Laenor's children. Like, let's call a spade here, you know, look at him. So she kind of, that was kind of her stance. And Lord Corlys obviously was like, look, I don't care. You know, but I want my name, you know, my legacy. So now it seems like he's gone. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what her stance is, what Uncle Vaemond does, and what the girls do, because that was Rhaenys, that was her point last week was, I want Rhaena and Bela. I want, you know, one of them to inherit Driftmark. I want them, you know, them to be the future. I guess they'd be Lady of the Tides. So that will be interesting to see what her point is. And then just, you know, where this falls in terms of, you know, if the Velaryons are refusing to acknowledge the, you know, legitimacy of the boys, then, you know, what's the rest of the crown going to do, and what's going to happen with King's Landing, you know, with the Iron Throne? You know, no one cares about the Driftwood throne. We never hear once in Game of Thrones. So we know in a couple hundred years, no one cares.
It's like the shirt before the shirt. It's like this is like the succession before the succession.
Exactly.
Like, and like if you can't nail this landing, if you're Team Black, then it doesn't bode well for nailing any future Olympic landings.
Right.
If you can't, this is like the juniors here, and we need to. If you're Team Black, you need one of those. You need Luke on that throne, or maybe you have to like concede to not the uncle, but maybe Bela or something like that, just to make sure you keep them in line in some way moving forward. Because I feel like that's they're like the third man in, and it's like you kind of need them with you.
Another logical solution based on what's been going on in Game of Thrones. We could have Luke marry Rhaena or Bela, and then we get the best of both worlds. But they're all they're now step siblings and also related some other way because Daemon's their parents and his uncle. It's all weird. There's so much incest at this point.
It's all combined.
So that's a possible solution as well. I don't know if anyone's going to bring that up, right. But I feel like they probably will.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point. What else we got, Kerr?
So a couple things. Obviously, there's more to the trailer. Is there anything I wanted to wrap up from last week? From last week, a couple things I wanted to wrap up. Mm-hmm. Rhaena is the one without a dragon. Bela is the one that held hands with Jacaerys and punched Aemond. So that's Bela. That's Rhaena. I think so. We have a time jump this week. I think it's the last one. Somewhere between like 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. So we have new actors for the children. They're older now. They're teenagers, older teenagers. And so I think Rhaena is the one that has kind of like the curly hair. And then Bela is the one that has kind of the traditional like Valyrian dreadlocks. I can't guarantee that, but based on the trailer, I think that's what it is. So Bela is the one that held hands and punched Aemond. Rhaena is the one without a dragon. That's the key difference. Some other things from last week. Vhagar, when Aemond was flying on Vhagar, one thing I noticed was Vhagar has a lot of holes in her wings. So she's old. She's battle tested. She's been around since Aegon the Conqueror. She's the oldest living dragon. She's the biggest living dragon. So that's just something, obviously she's a weapon of mass destruction, but she's older. She's worn, and who knows how durable she is at this point. She might not be ready for another battle. And then the last thing I want to say is we talked a little bit about it. So Helaena, we know 2 weeks ago she said something like he'll have to close an eye when referring to Daemon, Aemond getting a dragon. What she was saying last week, I looked it up, and I turned on the subtitles and watched this scene. So she said, "Hand turns loom, spools of green, spool of black, dragons of flesh weaving dragons of thread." And she says it like two more times. So like that's her weird saying from last episode. So she's talking about green versus black and dragons versus dragon, basically. I don't think there's too much to look into there. I don't think.
Yeah. Dragons of thread meaning, the people, I guess.
Yeah. I flesh versus thread. I don't know, but it's, we got dragons versus dragons. We got green versus black. I think that's all my takeaway is from her little, I don't know if it's her predicting the future or what, but yeah, her little recital there.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Now more trailer.
Yeah. So more trailer. Let's see. It starts out with Daemon, and he says something like, dragons are what gave us power. It shows a shot of him. He's in the dragon pit. He's at like Balerion's skull grave, and then we see him holding a dragon egg. So that tells me, one, that he kind of sneaking in there, and two, which we know he's done before. Two,
yes.
Why would he be getting a dragon egg? One, it could be, because we want more, more firepower for our team. But two, I think this is the true answer, is that Rhaenyra might be with child.
Yeah, so, it's with child.
We've seen before where they do these time jumps where a kid is just born already, so that might be the case. But I think, yeah, I think she's going to be with child this episode, and Damon's getting her neck.
Yeah, and, and with these time jumps, we lose kind of like just like reactions to big events, which like we normally get in Thrones. It's like normally like in Thrones was like this happens, and then like immediately after, like we're getting the reaction like across the realm or like in the, you know, immediate nucleus of people that it impacts. With this, it's going to be like Damon and Rhaenyra got married in that like 14-second clip, and now we're 5 years later, and, you know, they're probably happily married. Mm-hmm. And like that's like all we get, you know, so it's not – I think that her being with child or already having a child is the most likely possibility.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely lose a lot of character development with these time jumps. And I think we also lose, like, and this might not be a bad thing, but we lose a lot of, like, the almost, like, day-to-day interactions. Yeah. Like, I think of Game of Thrones, like, the one episode where Daenerys is just holding court with, like, every citizen of Meereen. And they're all just like, you're like the guy's like, oh, you know, your dragon burned my goat. And she's like, oh, you know, sorry to hear that. Here's $100 or whatever. And then the next guy's like, oh, your dragon burned my son. And then she's like, oh no. Like, so I think we're losing that kind of stuff, which isn't that important. I guess there's just a bigger story to tell, longer time period. And that's why the showrunners have made these choices. Yeah. So I trust them. But I think we're definitely, we're missing out on some trivial day-to-day things, but we're missing out on some character development as
you know, what's happening on just Friday morning, you know, something like that.
Exactly, yeah. That.
But all right, continue, Kerr.
So some more trailers, some more things to note. So there's going to be some friction. It's going to be intense this week between, looks like, the Targaryen boys of Aemond and Aegon, and the strong boys, the other Targaryen, the Valyrian boys, Jace and Luke. And I don't know if we see Joffrey or not. I'm not, again, he was a baby last time we saw, so I'm not sure what he looks like now, but I'm sure we'll see him as well. But it looks like Aemond, you know, he's grown up. He's the tallest of the boys. He's got the eye patch. Like, he's pretty intimidating looking. Big come up for him from creepy guy who wanted to marry his sister. So he, in one of the trailer shots, it shows him fighting. It shows them all fighting. The two blonde boys, the two dark-haired strong boys. Seems like there's a fight going on, like during like a feast or during, you know, dinner, basically. And then we also have a shot of in the trailer. It looks like Aemond's fighting Ser Criston. Actually, he's got like a sword and a shield, and Ser Criston's swinging like a lance. Is that what it's called? Swinging the thing, you know, the spiky ball at him. And I'm not sure if that's a real fight or if it's training. The trailer makes it look like it's real, but it could just be training. We know Ser Criston has trained him when he was younger, so it could just be some sort of training. But if it's not, then, you know, what would possibly make the two of them, you know, go at each other? Because Ser Criston is Alicent's, you know, number one ally other than Ser Harwin, I guess, and Plato, but he's firmly Team Green, and it seems like Aemond is also as well. So that's something to look at for sure. But yeah, the strong boys and the Targaryen boys are going to have some friction this episode.
Yeah, I think it's called a mace if it's got the spiky
mace. Ball at the end mace, of it. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Lance is where they're jousting with episode one.
Yeah,
not that it matters, but. Yeah, I mean, I think that could be just a throwaway pop in the trailer in terms of that sparring. But yeah, the red versus black is going to be on. Green versus black is going to be on. And I just don't know how much, like, is this going to be like set up for bigger, or if it's going to be like we're all hands on deck episode 8. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it has to be set up for episode 9.
It's just screaming set up.
But we'll see.
Screaming set up. Screaming Driftmark side plot. It's screaming green versus black set up. The temper's flaring, but not boiling over completely yet. Mm-hmm. King's not dead yet. I think that's what we're likely in store for. That moment is like a classic EP8, with episode 9 probably being the you know, as traditional, the penultimate episode of the season,
right? And yet you said something there that was key to the trailer as well. You said King's not dead yet, so there is we see a scene in the trailer of Sir Plato Hightower. He's not on the throne, but he's like in front of the throne, like taking the lead, and he's like making like, you know, royal announcements, you know, on behalf of the king because the king's not doing well. So he says something like, you know, I'm taking the king's stead, you know, I'm taking his place while he's on leave, basically is what he says. So always got to watch out for Plato. And then there's also in a similar scene with Rhaenys and Alicent. And now I don't think we've seen the two of them interact much. It's they're like leaning in, talking real close, big intense conversation. And Rhaenys says to Alicent, and there's a voiceover says, you know, have you ever imagined yourself on the Iron Throne? And you know, we know Rhaenys did. I mean, she was the queen who never was. And Alicent, I mean, would she be the type to try to be the first queen of the realm? I mean, she's got these two children that she's been, or she's got Aegon, who she's been pushing for a while. But you know, all he wants to do is kind of hang out and stand on his balcony. He doesn't really want to rule, you know. So it'll be interesting to see what their dynamic is. And again, Rhaenys, we thought was firmly Team Black. So if she's having this conversation with Alicent, like, is she switching sides? Is it because Corlys is gone? Like, you know, she's kind of a wild card this week.
Yeah, they're third team in, and they could, especially with Corlys, they could go either way.
Yeah, if the Velaryons support the Greens, then the Targaryens, the Blacks, Rhaenyra, they're in trouble.
Keep going, Kurt. What else we got?
I think that's about it for my trailer notes. Again, we got the time jump. We have new actors for the children. I don't think we've seen Joffrey at all, but he would be, you know, 5 or 6. He would be almost as old as like Luke was last week. But yeah, I think the key things to watch are Aemond, just in general, seems like a wild card. Rhaenys and her response to, you know, whatever's going on with her husband and whatever's going on with the Driftwood throne. And in this similar sense, Vaemon Velaryon, to see his response. And Plato and Alicent, because the king's not doing well. And for some reason, Plato's dangerously close to the throne. He's not sitting on it. He shows some respect by not sitting on it, but that might just be the trailer. Who knows?
Yeah. And he, I mean, we talked about, when Harrenhal burned, kind of like what, and he came back in the fold, like it's a big play, but like what does it mean? Now you're seeing like the remnants of that action. King slipping, he's in the hand role, and you know he's essentially the mouthpiece for the king because of that position. He's like the VP essentially, like while the president's like in the hospital, acting as. I mean, I don't know if he's how much decision making power he has, but there's a reason he's standing that close to the throne and, you know, the one giving a speech or delivering news or whatever it may be. And that's important, especially in these turbulent times when the king is of ill health. You think we see the king? You think is the king in the season finale, Curry?
Are we going to see him 2 episodes from now? I don't know, man. I think he, you know, his demise could be one of the big parts of episode 9. It could be a big part.
Yeah, I think he's a niner.
I could see, you know, Plato and Alicent just weekend of burning his body, you know, so they can do what they want for a bit. But yeah, he's not going to make it through the end of the season. And yeah, I think I would put money on. It's either
over under 9.5. I'm betting the under. I think he takes his last breath in 9.
If the over under is 8.5, like
I'm taking the over.
I don't know. He could go this week. It could be, you know, it could be the end this week. Very end of the episode.
The final shot.
I don't know. But yeah, no, I think 9's probably the stronger bet. I would say 9.
Maybe an eye opener is, you know, a king funeral or something. All right. Anything else you want to get to the photos?
Yeah, sure. Just. We touched on them a little bit as we went, but yeah, there's not many this week, which I prefer when there's not like too many. I don't want them to give away too much, which they have been, but
yes.
So there's a shot of, I'm just going to go from the order I posted them. Mm-hmm. So we started with Driftmark. We got Rhaenys and looks like Rhaena, her daughter, sorry, not her granddaughter, and Rhaenys is on the Driftwood throne. Her daughter, her granddaughter's there next to her. There's also a shot of the two of them standing behind Vaemond Velaryon. Again, this one looks like Driftmark, but it could be King's Landing. I'm not entirely sure. We do have a couple shots of Rhaenyra, who, you know, I we haven't talked about her much. So there's a shot of Rhaenyra with a bunch of people behind her, you know, including looks like it's one of her children. Again, I can't get them right yet until we see the episode. One of her children and Baela. So it's probably Jace and Baela behind her, as well as, you know, some members of the King's Guard and some anonymous people. And that one looks like it's King's Landing. Then we have another one, which is there's a whole lot of people behind her this time. Probably the same. Yeah, it looks like the same setting as the other shot, just a different angle. She's got both her two older kids behind her. Baela's behind her. Rhaenys is next to her, and that's who everyone's looking at. So she's got something going on there. And of course, her husband, Uncle Daemon, is right there next to her as well. There's some sort of feast that they have. I'm not sure why, but there's a feast at some point, and we see. There's a shot of Plato and Alicent next to each other during this feast. There's a shot of Aegon, Prince Aegon. He looks like not as he seems like he's taking a step down almost. Maybe it's just the change in actor, but I feel like that's probably the way he's supposed to be played. Like, he's kind of hunched over. We know he's not as tall as Aemond is anymore. Like, he just seems like. Like he lost a step almost, going from 16 to 20, 25, I don't, however old he is now.
Yeah.
Whereas Aemond, there's a shot of Aemond at the feast giving a toast. He's like a spitting image of Daemon, just with an eye patch and a scar. Looks a lot like Daemon. Looks pretty imposing. Seems like he's you know, a wild card at this point. And we know he's a dragon rider, and we know he's. You know, he's a wild card at this point. He stole Vhagar, and now he's coming back like this. So let's see what he brings to the table this week. And that's about it. There's a couple other shots. There's a shot of it looks like Jace in Driftmark, but I'm not sure. But he's just there by himself at like some sort of table. So, and that's about it in terms of the screenshots, the promo photos. Glad they didn't give away too much, but. We know there's going to be a feast, and through the trailer, we know something's going down there. And we know there's going to be a lot going on with the Driftwood throne.
Yeah, I think as you said, I think just macro outlook on the episode, macro preview, I think we're getting side plot season with Corlys death, with Driftmark throne, with the progression of the green versus black dynamic. But yeah, I think we're feeling set up epi and like pumped. I think like for preview for this week, I think we're walking out pumped for episode 9, less pumped about everything that went like transpired in episode 8. That's my general thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to the episode. I have seen some things on Twitter from, I guess, like people who, like media people who see the episode before and they've said things along the lines of like, oh, like so emotional, and you know, I don't want to get too much into it, but it, you know, they're hyping up the episode that it's going to be a big one. And I still feel like it's going to be more setup, but I guess maybe just the very end has like something big leading into episode 9. I don't know, but, that's just some food for thought for, heading into the episode.
Corlys dies natural causes or maliciously?
I think he dies in battle, maybe. Like, do you think like there's like battle in the Stepstones? Is that still going on?
I don't know.
Going on all season. Like, we killed the crab feeder. Yeah. Why is it still going on?
I know, what the hell.
But yeah, no, like I think I mean, he's aged a lot better than Viserys. I mean, everyone has.
Yeah, that's great. He looks spry. Yeah. He looks he's with it.
But if he's I think I mean, maybe in battle. I don't know, but. We don't see any sort of funeral. We don't see any sort of like crying.
Yeah, it might just be fucking gone. And you know, we lost him. Yeah, we lost him 2 years ago in, you know, the Great Battle of the Stepstones to fend off another, you know, person trying to come through.
Yeah, who knows?
That would be odd that they wouldn't, that they just kill him off like that. But if it's transpired in this time jump, maybe it's just transpired in this time jump.
It seems like the, it seems like the time jumps have kind of been centered around like some sort major of major event or like a turning point. And so maybe his death is like a turning point because that starts.
Yeah. I just think we would get a funeral shot.
Yeah. I feel like we would get a little more than just, oh, by the way, he's dead. What are we going to do about it? Like, oh, small council meeting. So Lord Corliss is dead. How do we handle it? Like, I feel like he deserves a little more than that.
Yeah. He's been our guy. He's been our guy out there for sure. All right. Anything else? You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. And, only 3 episodes left, which
I know, right?
It's gone fast.
It's like the postseason here. It's playoff time.
It is.
All right, cool. All good. We'll shut it down here. Pumped up for Sunday night. Going to be a good one. Like what you're feeling in terms of you know, maybe some news trickling, and this will be a bigger than just setup and minimal payoff episode. But I know for a fact we'll be hopping on Sunday night at 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard and pumped up about, you know, what's to come here in these last 2 episodes for sure. So, Curry, you're all good, right?
As always, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow the Twitter at right after hot D, right after HOTD.
Right after hot D, right after House of the Dragon. All right, Curry, shut it down. We'll be back Sunday night, right after Dragons.